You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 17th. Hi, I'm Skylar.
And I'm Abby.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we bring you a different genre, a different theme depending on the weather and the time of year. What are you smiling at?
I just like that you dropped your last name and then I just like a muscle reaction dropped mine.
Oh.
You always go, I'm Skylar James, and I went, and I go, I'm Abby Boatwright.
Yeah.
You went, I'm Skylar, and I went, I'm Abby.
Hey. No last names for us this week. I thought you were smiling at the fact that I put Tiny Horse in front of us.
Oh, I was smiling at that too.
Yeah. I had 5 seconds to fill and I went, you know which ID is 5 seconds because I got it locked and loaded in my brain. Tiny Horse. Anyways, it's December 17th. Christmas.
Good Lord.
Only a week away. Christmas.
Good Lord.
Just a week away, which means it is the start of the Sky's the Limit festive programming.
Yeah, this time in 1 week, it'll be 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Santa will be in the sky.
Yeah, that's. I wasn't just referencing the video. I was literally saying Christmas, only a week away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Revelating conversations that we're having here. Anyways, so we're doing 2 weeks of Christmas festive programming here on Sky's the Limit. But like we did last year, we're doing a little bit of like a warm-up week and then like full Christmas. So this week we have what we're calling alternative Christmas. And then next week we're just giving you Christmas classics. Next week is like what you typically hear on the radio. But like there's songs that are so good that we can't sort of not play them. And this week is everything else. Yeah.
That is it. Also very good, and we can't not play them. Because not to make myself an Scrooge for
what?
A good term to use right now.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was gonna say like sad, but I'm just gonna say a Scrooge. These are some of my favorite Christmas songs.
I like some of these songs better than the Christmas classics. I just mean that these songs this week are Christmas songs that maybe you've never heard before. They're not the
some
typical,
of them are brand new too.
A lot of them are actually quite new. They're not the typical like mainstream radio you're gonna hear in Canadian Tire. They are some of our favorite alternative Christmas songs, because we're enamored by the concept of Christmas, as we have discussed in previous weeks. Anyways, we are going to get sad towards the end of the playlist, but I figured we had to put at least two sort of happier tunes in here. So I shoved them right at the front so we can really just wallow in despair later. And my favorite Christmas song this year that I've been listening to a lot, basically since mid
like
November.
What? I just want to interject. Wait, I just want to interject. Sorry, you were freezing. I didn't know if you were still talking or not.
Yes.
That the fact that these two happier songs are by two not happy artists.
Yeah.
Which I also think is very funny.
That's true. Okay, I'm starting the song again, and I'm doing my little intro again. So by a traditionally non-happy artist. You're not going to cut me off this time? Okay, great. By a traditionally non-happy artist, 21 Pilots here. Christmas saves the year.
Snow falls down from the gray sky. Ashes fall in the sea. Plans are thrown to the wayside. But everybody wants to make it home this year, even if the world is crumbling down. 'Cause everybody's got somebody who's got their name on a shelf with cheap decor and flavored cheer. You rest assured that Christmas saves the year. Dust off old photo boxes. This one's marked number. this year. Even if the world is crumbling down, 'cause everybody's got somebody who's got their name on a shelf. With cheap decor and flavored cheer, you rest assured, Christmas saves the year.
Romance there. Every snowflake's different, just like you. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm very surprised that I have not played that on a Christmas show yet.
I didn't know the fact about it that you just said to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, who aren't versed in the emo lore, that is My Chemical Romance's original song that they wrote for their guest appearance on Yo Gabba Gabba.
See, I didn't know that I'd been watching MCR from day one.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Yo Gabba Gabba.
Well, exactly. That's why there are the lyrics. Green fur, blue skin, and the very silly way you grin. Big fangs, small chin. There's so many special things about you. Because they're talking about the Yo Gabba Gabba monsters.
Wow.
I love that track.
Christmas, like My Chemical Romance, X. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, exactly. That's why when we went to see My Chem in August, some people had Yo Gabba Gabba things on.
I didn't know.
Or like keychains or bracelets.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Anyways, this next track is a new one from a Canadian artist that we play all the time. He released a sort of Christmassy winter album last year called Full Rainbow of Light. And he has now released a deluxe edition with this as a new track. And I really dig it. So Tim Baker here. Every Ribbon.
Push away my doubts. I pull my neck.
kisses. Erase every trace of them. Then I could begin again. Try and let the season free of all the same old pain. Every year is just wrapped in a ribbon. I only want the long black night. I only want the snow falling outside. I only want to know how I can try to start again with nothing this time. Oh, come on, bring me nothing. All I want is nothing on my mind. I wanna be the long night, the lawn that's all white, the card that's blank inside, with nothing on my mind.
One, two, three, four.
Stevens there, Lumberjack Christmas. No one can save you from Christmas's past. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Since it is the month of December, that means that our 2025 funding drive is coming to an end. We are trying to raise $25,000 this year to supplement our operating costs for the next year. We have, I think, just surpassed $15,000, the last that I saw. So we're almost there, but we're in the home stretch. If you want to help us reach our goal of $25,000, you can go to cfrc.ca/donate and either donate through CFRC directly to be eligible for some perks and merch and also raffle tickets from Kingston businesses, or you can donate through Queen's University and get that sweet, sweet tax receipt. cfrc.ca/donate. Some Sufjan there. He has, like, I think the longest Christmas album ever.
Yeah.
that album's insane.
Well, he has just quite a few Christmas songs in general.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, that album that's from Silver and Gold, and then he has released, like, he's, like, added to it a couple of times. And I don't know, the last time that I checked it, I swear there were, like, 60 tracks on the album. And I said, Sufjan, that's too many. I can't listen to all of them. Anyways, I'm just going to keep the good vibes going.
Yeah, there are 58 tracks.
Yeah, exactly. That's too many songs. this track is a new one from Leon Bridges here. This is A Merry Black Christmas.
Just like one I never had before. Like it out in the street with no shoes. I'll see you when I'll see you.
but it's not all over, baby blue. Now I know it's just another day, but please, I won't live it anyway. And I don't even mean that kind of magic. There is nothing mystical about it, but I'm afraid if you did not get
Maginot there, Holy, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing some alternative Christmas tunes for y'all today. That's a new single from Canadian artist Elliot Maginot. He's released a new Christmas single like every year for the past couple of years, and I can always count on him for my CanCon, and they're also all very good, so it's a good like Christmas tradition, getting a single from Mr. Elliot Maginot. The next song that we're playing was a new song from last year.
Last year.
You have anything to say about it?
Oh, just that it was another one. So this one and Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call of came out of nowhere last year. They both came out at the end of November, and like they were both recommended to me on like Apple Music, and I love both of them. I think that I'm gonna listen to them. I listen to them when it's not Christmas, because I just think I think we talked about this, whether it was on the radio or just me and Skylar, of how this song, I think, does a really good job of what Conan Gray wanted to do, like encapsulating that like nostalgia feeling that isn't always like the happiest at Christmas. Like sometimes it's nice, but then sometimes you feel like you kind of maybe fall into like old patterns or routines or comforts that you don't have anymore, and it's brought back by Christmas. And I think that this song not only explains that in the lyrics, but it like sounds like that, if that makes sense.
100%.
And I think that's really cool.
This song is one of those songs that is just like, it just makes me a mess. You know what I mean? And what I was talking about at the top of the show today, this is sort of the break in the show where everything after is just going to be some of the saddest stuff you've ever heard.
Other one after this, we can talk about it more after, but this is my favorite like alternative Christmas song. It is right after this Conan Gray song.
But I think this second part of the show here is just Abby and I really highlighting that sad Christmas music is a thing, should be taken seriously, and is honestly,
because Christmas isn't happy for everybody. Go ahead, Skylar.
But I was gonna say, it's probably honestly the Christmas music that you and I listen to most.
Yeah, and I think it's you know, not saying that we can't have happy Christmas music either. Like, we need both. But I like the people that are writing these songs being like, this is how Christmas makes me feel, which is, like, maybe not the happiest.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It can be, like, very nostalgic, but not in a good way, or in, like, you know, a sad, reminiscent way. Like,
yeah. You can have Every Snowflake Is Different Just Like You, and then you can also have this next song. So Conan Gray here, Holidays.
I'm so tired of taking orders from everyone. And my house is like a hoarder's, my bed undone. Books that I'll never read, magazines, photo strips of you and me. Felt so old at only 17. Took a flight back to Texas just like every year. We barely talk, but our friendship can't disappear. At Kirby Lane, the coffee tastes like gasoline. Could you order some for me? I'm too cold and I'm too tired to speak. Oh. Exactly the same. When I see you for the holidays, in those eyes I see lifetimes I've had with you. From graduation all the way back to elementary school. Teachers hang up the wreaths, children sing. Years ago that was you and me. What I'd give again, be naive. All my youth, I never knew that life would ever change. But we keep on growing. Didn't think it'd show, but I see it on your face. The years have passed, but you laugh exactly the same. When I see you for the holidays,
to the checkout stand. The food was done. Stitches on me in the record store.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's an Abby pick there.
Yeah, that's my favorite, like, alternative Christmas song. I first heard it a couple years ago.
Cat food.
And I just thought it was the best, like, I don't know, what I think of when I think of alternative Christmas. And I think I like it because it's not entirely sad either.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a happy moment, but then I like that it ends with the reflection back to sort of being alone again, and not that being alone is bad either, because it's very similar. Well, I was just gonna say, it's a very similar story to the Conan Gray, because it gets a little bit like personal about their specific lives, like Conan is specifically talking about him as like a musician being back in his hometown in Texas
with
and
his
then Dan
best
Fogelberg
friend, Ashley
whether Ashley. He's telling a story about himself or not is the same thing of how he went off to be a famous musician and then he went back home and saw someone from high school or whatever, and how that's like both happy and sad at the same time. So yeah, I don't know, I really like that. And I really like Dan Fogelberg. I just had never heard this one, I had never listened to this album, and then I actually saw someone talk about the song on Reddit and went and listened to it, and I really liked it.
You know that, I promise that this reference is going somewhere, but I think it's like an old Reddit post or something where someone was like, I went to church a lot as a kid and would get like really emotional about it, and like my parents just thought that I was really religious, and then I grew up and started going to concerts and had the same reaction, and I just realized that I really liked music.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. So that sort of reaction, I don't know. Like, I really like Auld Lang Syne, and I really like people's, like, different versions of Auld Lang Syne. And do I really understand or remember every year what it's about? Not really. But does the specific melody just get me every single time? Absolutely. And I think that's why that song has, like, stuck around for, like, what, almost, like, hundreds of years now?
Mm-hmm.
It's really old. John Green has, like, in his, like, book of essays, The Anthropocene Reviewed, he has an essay about Auld Lang Syne, and it is beautiful. If anyone is also an Auld Lang Syne fan like me, highly recommend reading the essay about Auld Lang Syne. But my favorite version of Auld Lang Syne is the Sufjan Stevens one, because it's just him in, like, his living room with a bunch of people, and they're all singing it.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's interesting, though, because I'm assuming if we count that as a version of Auld Lang Syne, then that's your favorite. yeah, version.
I like that one. I also like, there's one by a group called Denmark in Winter. I've never heard anything else that they've done, but I really like their version. They make it very big and like orchestral, which I think is a nice contrast to the, like, what you just said, the like cozy living room acoustic style. They turned it into like a very grandiose song, and I like it.
Interesting. Switching it up a little bit, and by a little bit I mean we're dipping our toes into a little bit of country here. From Orville Peck, this is Happy Trails.
Then ran off, escaped, strolled along, most of all runaway, and although I wish you were here with me instead, I see happy trails ahead. Still shine in my eyes, I don't know why. Venus at night, first up in the sky. Even though we're watching her from different beds, there's gotta be happy trails ahead. Happy trails, my God. Nothing's ever easy and love's hard to find, but just finding it once makes it worth all. Happy trails wherever you fly. Across the restaurant, sure as the day is long, it's just a Christmas song. So when it's getting close but feels so far, silver bells and credit cards, hits you in your heart. Not ready yet to let it come and let it go. Let another year start and you feel like you're doing it wrong. Here's a Christmas song. Weddings. song. So no finger guns are singing along. By the time the turkey's on, I'll be sick of this Christmas song. Always comes so fast and hurts a bit. Feel like the way I remember it. Maybe that's just it. The hardest bits are part of it. Maybe that's just Christmas, kids. Sort of sweet and kind of sad. In the middle distance where life always lands, hits you like an avalanche. We just want to feel the glow again, the glow again. Not a myth or some cosmic test. Just some people out here doing their best. Make it special for the kids and I'm not ready yet to let it come and let it pass and let another year end. Merry Christmas, I love you. Never question that. Say I might be doing it wrong. Here's a Christmas song.
Dan Mangan there, A Christmas Song. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are reaching the end of our 2025 funding drive. If you have not yet donated, please consider doing so to help us reach our $25,000 goal to help us supplement our operating costs for the next year. You can go to cfrc.ca/donate and donate directly to CFRC to be eligible for some perks, some merch, and some raffle tickets, and maybe some prizes even from some Kingston businesses. Or you can donate through Queen's University and get that sweet, sweet tax receipt. CFRC.ca/donate. That's a new song from Dan Mangan.
New song.
New song. That's it. That's all you have to say about it?
New Christmas song slash not Christmas song. No, I don't know. I don't have... It's brand new and it's nice to have a new Christmas song because we keep talking about these iconic ones and I think that one is one I will listen to into the future.
It's very
also,
nice.
Grace would like to say hi. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Hello, radio people.
Hi, Grace.
And the cat said hi,
too. And hi, Cherry. I just like when she came in, the bang in the back. it's a nice track. I mean, you can always sort of count on a nice, sad guitar ballad from Dan.
Mm-hmm. And I think I like that he stuck, with that. It's similar to what we just said about the other artists. They kind of bring a lot of themselves forward in these Christmas songs, too, which is nice.
Yeah. Speaking of nice, sad guitar ballad, what everyone's been waiting for. Do you want to give the spiel?
Well, back when Skylar first invited me on the radio, I talked about this guy that I know from Norfolk County, and his name is Jonah Atkins, and he has a Christmas song, and he has a lot of other great songs, but around here and in Skylar's parts, triple platinum in my house.
This song,
this Christmas song is very good.
Yeah.
And talk about painting a picture of a Christmas nostalgia, Christmas scene, sad, happy, all of it. I think this is another great one.
I mean, absolutely, 100%. This is, ever since you introduced it to me, it's become one of my favorite Christmas songs. I think it is the saddest Christmas song, certifiably, number one spot. And also just one of my favorites. It's fantastic. Jonah Atkins here, It's Christmas Now.
I exist somewhere else. Anywhere but where I am's where I belong. Or at least that's just what I keep telling myself. Tried wandering off, been getting lost, but you just lead me right back. Even though it's been years since the winter, erased all your footprints from the snow on the path. find me blowing on embers, hoping something might catch. Might be futile, but I still remember all the warmth that can come from the strike. Christmas now, and the pressure's weighing down like never before. And all these movies are just glimpses into stores full of items that we can't afford. And then I hear you complaining that it's too goddamn cold out for smoke on the deck. I never knew you picked up that habit too, but that's what this season does to people, I guess. And I'll respond, but only if you call. Yeah, you always knew best. The glow is dimming and I'm growing tired.
Phoebe Bridgers, Fiona Apple, and Matt Berninger. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the alternative Christmas special. You can't really do an alternative Christmas special without playing something from the Phoebe Bridgers So Much Wine EP. They would come for me.
And I really like her version of 7 O'Clock News, Silent Night. Obviously a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's 7 O'Clock News, Silent Night. But with an updated news for when she released it in, was it 2022, this EP? I forget. Anyways, the post-Trump era, clearly.
Yeah, it was
2022. Yeah. Yeah, like that song. We're at our final track of the night here, and maybe our favorite track from this entire show. The song that we were talking about earlier, it was released last year, Bleachers, Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call. What do you have to say?
Excellent song. I listen to it even when it's not Christmas. It's just so good. It's one of those ones, though, there's kind of a song every now and then where, like, I can't really tell you why either. Like, you know, it's fundamentally a good song, but it's not a, like, oh, I like this part of it or I like that. It just has, it checks all the right boxes. Yeah. And it's just great.
Yeah. It's just a fantastic song all around. Abby and I were talking off air about how I listened to this song way too much on repeat last year at Christmas. And I cannot recommend it. And so this year I have made a playlist that's just like 3 hours of this song, then the first song that we played from this show, Christmas Saves the Year by 21 Pilots, just over and over again, because I'm not allowing myself to listen to this song on repeat. But I can listen to my playlist called Depression Baiting My Christmas. Because it's like, what? Hold up there, partner. Get a nice song in there. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed our alternative Christmas special. We will be back next week with some Christmas classics curated by Abby, so you know that it's going to be a good one, and we're going to have some older Christmas classics as well. But for now, we're going to leave you off with our favorite Christmas song off of this playlist, Bleachers. Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better. I'm more careful with money. I watch what I say. I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone. And today, I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again.